This episode was originally published as a bonus episode on the Balderdash Academy podcast.
Good afternoon, Dashers. It is the end of the day, so why don't you go home and have fun? But before you do, remember that it is now time for our new Turn Your Heart On for Kindness initiative this Valentine's Day. The plan is to remind you that kindness comes first. So remember to wear your I Have My Heart On For You pins the next few weeks to show you have what it takes to be kind. I have my heart on for you. Butler!
Oh hell, we're on a roll. I like this. This is fun. Let's do one more. One more!
Balderdash.
Oh, yeah!
Finish video.
That's my favorite.
Balderdash.
Good for recipes.
Holy moly!
Balderdash.
Oh, yeah!
Dashers, could the Valentine's Day Dance Committee please report to the auditorium room M?
Maybe we should take a step back and really look at the overarching picture of the Valentine's Day dance. I don't want to put too much on all of you, and I think if we can just, you know, spread out the love, we'll be able to pull this off way better.
Never have you been more right, Professor McGill. We need to spread this love. We need to spread it like it's warm butter on cold toast.
Mm-mm. Overarching love spreading with a message that you should not spread your overarching love.
Please, 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 please let me be in charge of decorations. I've got some really good ideas for some heart-shaped balloons and some rainbows spreading the love, but not too much love, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Quality DJing is something we need at this dance, so that's why I am humbly placing a bid to be the DJ. I get tons of ABBA records that need to be played.
Really? You have ABBA records? Because if you do, then I'm all in for that.
Speaking of VD, I dated Craig Kilborn a couple decades ago, and I can call him up and see if he would be available to MC the dance.
That would be maze balls. That would be awesome. That would be great, Professor Dubois. I think we're hitting it on the nail here. We got Professor Stuart Harmon with decor. We got Coach with the DJing. We got your special guest. I mean, what else do we need for this dance? This is really coming together.
Usually we have Greg Kinnear MC the dance. But I do think Craig Kilborn would be an excellent guest to kind of mix it up with the kids. I think the kids are going to love it.
Valentine's Day dance. Could we please keep it to Valentine's Day? VD dance brings a whole other connotation that we likely might have to deal with later, but we don't want to advertise it.
Wondering if we should rebrand. Good call, Headmaster. I'm afraid VD dance is, I think you're onto something there. Let's think of a really good name for this dance that's not about VD.
Triple X Men. I just saw this film last week. The students were talking about it, and I thought like a viewing of this film could be really good. Some people call it light pornography, but I would say it's really engrossing, and the storyline is super interesting. So just something to consider.
You never cease to amaze me with your ideas.
Zephyrs. are called for that day. That weather kid was telling me that we might have to check the date because strong zephyrs, which are winds, by the way, and other precipitations might happen and prevent us from, you know, getting there safely.
Airtight. So what you're saying is we need to be an airtight establishment. We really have to get things just, you know, sealed up like we are in a bunker. Ooh, I smell a theme.
Between you and me, I think the theme is extremely clear here. We have a big VD dance and we need to keep things all wrapped up tight. We don't want anything leaking out. And we got to really make sure that we keep this thing clean, according to Headmaster Bob. So we're on. I love how we're so in sync and on the right track here.
Could we just move the dance from the gym to the first sub-basement? That's underground. It might be echoey, but we have no worries about winds down there.
Definitely. I do not see why not. I'll check the room scheduler and make sure that the room's free.
Everyone's familiar with this guy Philippe Navy Dad, right? Mm. I'm a little bit worried he might be a bad influence on some of the students since he is a drug dealer.
For real, we definitely should check on him. Because we don't need that in our school.
Greg Kinnear was who I actually met. Craig Colborne was before him. But Greg Kinnear is an undercover cop. And I think he would do great double duty as police in the joint, keeping an eye out for Philippe Navy Dad.
Halibut. Halibut is what Philippe Navy Dad smells like. That's it. It just came to me with the whole Greg Kilborn and the Craig Kilborn and the Kilborn brothers. It's just really coming together now. Halibut, that's it. Anyone else hungry? I'm feeling really peakish.
I am. I could go for a good halibut.
Just thought of an idea to get Philippe out of our hair. Before the dance, we order a 50-gallon drum of light ranch dressing, and we just leave it with Mrs. Debris in the cafeteria. Mm.
Kindly make sure that... that you're sure of what you're saying before you speak, and that is how we need to go prepared to talk to Philippe Navy Dad. We cannot walk in there stumbling over our words, not really being sure how to proceed. Like, we need to come in there with our demands clear. We need this space for our children to have a VD dance.
Let me just say real quick, we gotta be really careful with the ranch dressing. Last time we tried to lure Philippe away, we accidentally used a Walmart brand ranch dressing. And that ended really poorly for several of the staff that we haven't seen since.
Maybe we could talk to Hidden Valley. Maybe they'd be willing to sponsor this dance.
That is a fantastic next step, Randy. Thank you. Molly, you're going to knock this one out of the park this year, too.
Thanks, sir.
Next step, let's deal with Philippe. All right. Good meeting.
Let's go, VD.
Yes!
I have a question. Yep. It just occurred to me, is anybody worried that all of that white dressing among the Hidden Valley VD tightly wrapped dance could pose a problem?
I didn't even think of it until you said it.
I don't understand. What do you mean? I don't.
Order the low sodium variety, and no one will tell the difference.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
What? I don't get it.
No MSG and
some
rashes.
Pineapple on. I don't know.
No
What's
itching.
Wrong with ranch dressing. What are you talking about?
I'm with you. Molly. I'm with you.
Yeah. No. Well, I do prefer a Caesar.
Creamy.
I think it's the anchovy.
It smells like. Smells like it's fish.
Halibut.
It's the umami. Yeah.
The VD dance.
All right, please take your seats. Yep. Thank you. Yes, we're about 2 minutes in. 2 minutes in. If you could take your seats, please. Take your seats. If you could take your seats, please. Thank you. Hi, great. wonderful to have you all here tonight. I had a full day of teaching children, so I'm thrilled to be back here with you adults. Welcome to Adult Ed English Lit. I, of course, am your professor. Miguel. Okay, so tonight we have been, we're going to be discussing the book we've been reading for the past 6 months, which is To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. A very poignant and important book you shall all resonate with and actually take deeply right now in these times. So I would like to speak to each of you individually tonight to see if you're quite understanding all the metaphors and similes that are going on in this book. So one at a time tonight, you'll be also taking your written exam, and I will call you up one by one into my soundproof booth. Welcome to my classroom. And we'll ask you a question. Is that clear, everybody, students?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Glad you're so enthusiastic to be here. Okay. So here's your papers. Thank you. Okay. So here's your number two pencils. Please begin the test now. I will call you up at random at any time, and you may go back and finish your test as I call you back. I'm going to go in my booth here, and I will call the first person. Regina. Regina Flexar. Regina Flexar, you're up first. Please come in, meet me in the booth.
Yeah, what can I help you with?
Hi, Regina. Come on in.
Hello. On in. Yeah.
Okay, so as I just described to the entire class, I am now going to ask you about a passage in the book that we've been reading for the past 6 months.
I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. I was on my phone. We're reading To Kill a Mockingbird or something like that, right?
Right, Regina, this is basically a fail or pass right here. And if you fail, I'm going to say that it might not look so good. Adult Ed isn't so easy on you. I'm going to ask you a passage. You're going to tell me what it means. Is that clear? And are you ready?
Yeah, right. Come on.
Great. It's been a long day. The quote I'm going to read you from the book is from To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. Pass the damn ham, please. Now, what does that mean? Does it
well, yeah,
mean
see, me and my mates back home, we do this all the time. We say this all the time, right? So let's say we're going out to clubbing, right? And let's say we're in the club and we see some guy like nice tight ass, right? So we say, hey, pass me the ham. What we mean is what grab bit of his, you know, crump it, if you will.
Fump it?
No, crumpy, you know, like his little nooks and crannies. Get up in his old bubbly, right?
All right, so you are telling me that when in To Kill a Mockingbird, they say, please pass the damn ham. They're talking about a boy's genitalia.
Well, no, that's disgusting. We're talking about a man's genitalia, you know, something like cock bubbles there, you know? Right. I mean, come on. It's not like we do it all the time. We do it in the clubs.
Yeah, of course.
Just, hey, give me that damn ham. Right? Especially if he's like wiggling, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Right.
Wiggles, right. Now, in To Kill a Mockingbird, they're not in the club. So what do you think that they're talking about in that moment?
Yeah, right. Okay. That's confused me when I read it. Mm-hmm. But I think... Mm-hmm. I think what they're talking about is like a metaphysical ass, right? Like a metaphysical hottie walking by. And it's about equality and all that. And it's like, hey, girl, we all deserve a little bit of tuck and number. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all deserve a guy with an ass you can bounce a pound off of, you know? Like, I want to see Pence coming out of his pants when I nick him at his bum. That's all. And I think it's very clear in that passage, especially given the title, if you get two or three tequilas down, you're going to be going after whatever ham walks by. You know what I say, girlfriend? Yeah.
Regina, a rump roast. Thank you so much. Can you please send in the next student? I think we're done here.
Yeah, right. So this guy, he ain't cute, but he's a trucker, I think. His name is Benjamin Rhodes. You like him? I don't know where he's from, but his accent's quite strong.
Hi there.
Hi, Benjamin. Come on
Hello.
In.
Thank you so much.
What a
much.
Strong accent you have.
Yep. So what can I do for you?
Thank you so much for coming in. You know that this is a pass or fail right now, as I explained earlier in this class.
Okay. It's a bit like a drug test on the side of a road. Pass or fail.
No, Benjamin, it's not. You are an English lit. You are an English literature taking taking a test. I'm going to ask you a passage from the book that we've been reading for the past 6 months, and you are going to tell me what it means. Is that understood, man?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. In To Kill a Mockingbird, the quote is, "Things are always better in the morning." What things are they talking about? Excuse me, are you looking at notes?
Well, no. Yes, I was looking at notes. You caught me. I was hoping you wouldn't notice all the notes I've jotted down on my hands. Unfortunately, I only studied the one about passing ham, so this one's going to be a little tough. So,
switching up on you guys. I know how you guys have been working together. Man, don't think you can pull a fast one over Professor McGill.
So, I live my life on the road, and there's nothing better first thing in the morning than a big old tub of piping hot brown. And I like to get that steamy bean juice just straight to my veins.
Are you talking about coffee?
It comes in many names, darling. I like to call it the steamy brown.
Are you talking about coffee? Please tell me you're talking about coffee.
I certainly am. Thank you for clarifying, because now that I think about it,
dear God, thank you.
A steamy brown could be something totally different, which is also something that I experience on the road.
Okay. I am obligated by the law to report anything suspicious, so I am glad to hear that steamy brown is coffee, and then something I want nothing to know about on the road. So back to the question at hand. Things are always better in the morning.
Sure. I think, I think it's talking about a delicious cup of coffee. Because if you have that at 4:36 in the early evening, it's not as good as when you're having it at 6:34 in the morning. And look, I'd studied really hard about ham, so I apologize if this isn't perfect, but I'm trying my darndest.
I keep you guys on your toes. So coffee is your answer. Coffee is always better in the morning. Is basically what you're saying. If we substitute coffee for things, then obviously don't use R because it's inappropriate. So coffee is always better in the morning. That's what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Thank you so much for clarifying.
Okay, well, you know what? I can't argue with you on that statement. It may not be what was intended when they wrote it, but, you know, truth is, coffee is better in the morning, Benjamin. All right, thank
you
for your time.
Can I just mention that on my way up here in front of the class, Regina pointed at my little button. She said, "I'd like to slap that extra thick slice of bologna."
She didn't say ham, huh?
No, I think she's mixing it up a little bit.
Okay. Well, if you would like to, I mean, I'm happy to talk to HR. If you'd like me to, that's something that we can discuss. We are in the soundproof booth. So if you would like me to take this up, that sounds like sexual harassment to me. Would you like me to address that?
Who's HR? Puffin Stuff?
Okay. HR Puffin Stuff. Yep. Sure.
Okay, I'm going to go sit back down now.
Okay, have some coffee. Send the next person in. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, this is an extremely tall gentleman. Some people have described him as a tall glass of sweet lemonade. And he is especially attractive, but his hands are an unusual shape. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you.
And what's his name? I'm sorry. I didn't catch it.
Let me tell you more about this gentleman.
Just his name.
His name is Robert.
Oh, it's Robert. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Robert, sweet glass of lemonade. Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, and he's got a weird tick. That's, you know, I'm just going to say that and walk away.
Okay. We don't need to be mean. Okay. Thank you. These people are students. Hey, Robert, how are you? Welcome to the booth.
Hi. Oh,
you studied. Great.
I did. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Okay, good. All right. Sweet. That's the lemonade. So what we're going to do is I'm, as you know, going to ask you a question about a quote from the book To Kill a Mockingbird. And you're going to tell me what you believe it means after having read it over the past 6 months. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
Do you need to do a stretch?
No.
Stretch it?
Okay. All it's right. Kinda, no, this booth is kind of small.
Okay, Robert, let's get this over with, please, God. Your quote is, things are never as bad as they seem. What things are they talking about?
Many things.
True.
Most.
Great start.
What?
Great start. Many yes. things. Yes. Keep going.
Many. Usually, like traffic. Mostly mm-hmm. traffic.
Traffic is never bad as it seems. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, because as I usually it seems so bad that I have a hard time dealing with it, and I just have to remind myself that it's not as bad as it seems, but it could be.
This feels very existential right now.
It usually is. I kind of feel like I'm in the car right now. In this booth.
Robert, mm-hmm. I love where you're going with this. You are really channeling. It might not be exactly what they're talking about, but I think you are getting the general feeling of the gravitas of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a great job. Just take
I don't
a deep
know.
Breath. No, I do know. You're doing a great job. There you go. There you go.
All right.
Okay, so when they say things are never as bad as they seem, you're feeling it's traffic.
Yeah.
Congestion.
Yeah, which mockingbirds don't have that because they're in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, this book is not in the sky. It takes place in a courtroom, and that's... Mm-hmm. bullshit because it's like courtrooms are not free and open. It's like so freaking stuffy and it's kind of it's like this box that I'm in now is closed in, not like a mockingbird.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I do. This is beautiful. Thank you. Robert,
what?
I'm gonna say well done.
Okay.
Well done.
I'm gonna
you are
say that
so
too.
Deep. So deep. Thank you.
What?
Thank God, there's someone in this class. Can you please send in the next student? Well done. Continue your written exam when you come to your seat after you introduce the next student, please.
Thank you. This next is Starsky. He's the Finnish exchange student.
All right, starts.
Yeah, hi, it's me. How you doing?
Yeah. Starsky. So glad to have you in my class. Come on in. As you know, I'm going to ask you a quote from the book you've been reading. You're going to tell me what you infer that it means. Are you ready, Starsky?
Yeah, fire away.
It's going to be so interesting to hear your cultural perspective. So your quote is, ladies in bunches always filled me with vague apprehension and a firm desire to be elsewhere. Where did he want to be?
Yeah, so as you know, I come from Finland. In Finland, it's very cold. So you have ladies in bunches all the time because they're trying to keep warm. So when they're... Yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, they keep warm. They eat bread. They stick together. So where they're trying to go is the Honduras or somewhere equatorial is my take on this.
Oh, okay. Ladies in bunches always filled me with vague apprehension and a firm desire to be elsewhere. And you're saying to the Ecuador.
Yes, because when you have...
Equator.
Yes, because when you have a mockingbird and the mockingbird gets cold, that's how you kill the mockingbird. The mockingbird has to fly south for the winter, and he wants to go to the equator. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true. I always get firm when I see ladies in bunches, and I desire for them to get hot. It's cold. Wow. It's cold.
Okay. I'm not gonna. In the vague apprehension, what do you think is meant with ladies and bunches always filled me with vague apprehension? What's that? What's that apprehension? What is that?
Why? Apprehension is the little desserts that we eat after we go skiing. The apprehension. And we are filled with those vague. They're vague. They're so small. They're barely even there. Just like my accent is vaguely Finnish. Yeah.
It all sounds delicious. And I think that you are doing a great job in this class. And it's so nice to have your perspective.
Well, handy,
thank you so much. Can you send the next person in?
Jeff.
Yes. Jeff. Same to you.
So next we have a fellow named George Jartson. And George Jartson is Norwegian, but he's American born. He is a pants enthusiast, short pants enthusiast. Yeah, very interesting man. Collector of short pants.
Likes culottes or capris. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
So
Hernandez
much,
Fernandez.
Starsky. George.
Hi.
Come on in.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, George.
Hi.
George Jorgensen. Thank you, sir. Coming. You have completed page 5 of your written exam. I'm very impressed. Well done. You've been a pleasure to have in class. Here we are. We're going to discuss the final oral presentation of the exam. I'm going to ask you a quote from the book we've been reading for the past 6 months, and you're going to tell me what you think they mean. Are you ready, George?
Sure.
Okay. People generally see what they look for and hear what they listen for. What are they looking for and what are they listening for? People generally see what they look for and hear what they listen for. What are those two things?
People see what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And what?
Yeah. People see what they look for and hear what they listen for. What are they looking and listening for?
I think they're looking for the answer to this question.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And
great.
I think they're
unimpressive
hearing the answer
in their earpiece from their friends.
And I would suggest that they have better friends on the other end of that earpiece. Do you have anything else to add to your answer, sir?
Not really.
Okay, thank you so much. Send the next person in.
The next person is I think that's all of us.
Is it? Okay, sorry. I don't even take attendance in this class, so I don't even know. Thank you so much. Okay, students, you have completed that unimpressive part of the exam. Please continue taking the final written part of your exam, pass it in, and then don't let the door kick out way up. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay.
Goodbye, teacher.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Mr. Jackson, I like your pants.
If you like Balderdash Academy Teacher's Lounge, see where it all began with Balderdash Academy. Watch real competitive comedy from a real fake school. Find us on YouTube or your favorite podcast service.
Hello, I'm Leonard Kimball.
I'm Nick Gordon. We're comedians and we love talking comedian things.
And we figured you wanted to hear that.
Together, we host a podcast called Comedy Think Tanked.
Find us on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify,
and our website, comedythinktanked.com.
Okay, Mom, Dad, I have something I would like to talk to you about. It's kind of a big deal, and I'm a little bit nervous, so if you could just tell me that you love me before I tell you about what I want to do, that would make me feel a lot better.
Well, of course we love you, dear. Okay, your mother thanks. And I have loved you since the day you were born.
Thanks, Dad. Really appreciate that. Mom?
Of course I love you, dear. You know I love you.
Okay. All right. So, I would really, 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 really like to ask Coach Steve to go to the dance with me, the big VD dance, and I would really like your blessing, Mom and Dad.
Oh, honey, that's so sweet. Couple of points here.
Okay.
I'd like for you to look at me and realize that I don't want you making the same mistakes I did. I was a young woman once. I fell in love with an older man. And that led to a life of heartache and regret. Thank God your father came along to save me from it.
Oh, stop it, honey.
Oh, this one too.
Okay. Wow. You just unloaded a lot on me, Mom. Okay. Well, I'm taking your advice into account. And you know, perhaps it would be smarter if I asked, like, a kid in my own class. It's just that everybody in my class is, like, really, 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 really immature. And I think I'm, like, kind of above that level. And I really think that only, like, a teacher or somebody of that capacity could match my prowess.
I completely understand, honey.
Thanks,
when I was your age, I fell in love with a much, much older man that wasn't my coach. And I asked him to the dance. And he said to me, you're gonna ruin your life. You go after these older men. Just made me want him more.
So I've got your blessing.
I didn't quite say you had my blessing, but I didn't quite say that you didn't.
Okay.
Your father and I believe that you should be old enough to make your own mistakes. We also want you to know that you're a child, and this whole idea is completely batshit crazy. He's an adult. You're a child. He's an adult. You're a child. Get it out of your head. It ain't never gonna happen.
There's a term that we use for a situation like this. It's called illegal. This one also agrees, don't you, sweetie?
Yes, honey, whatever. You do all the talking for both of us, so yes.
You know, having you two as role models for what love is supposed to be, I think I'm really going to be all set in life. I think that you've really set me up for success and how to be loved by, be really loved by somebody. So thanks, parents. I think I'm all ready for the VD.
Janie's got a boyfriend. Janie's got a boyfriend.
Susie! Oh my god!
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
You're just jealous that I get to go to the dance and you don't, because it's only for the upper students of Balderdash, not the lower students.
Whatever, you smell like farts.
Oh my god, do I smell like farts?
Honey, I'm gonna be honest with you. Sometimes in a woman's life, broccoli is the wrong thing to eat before a date. We eat a lot of cabbage in this family.
I love the cabbage.
There's a very strong chance you might have a natural sulfur odor. But like your father and I always say, you're old enough to make your own mistakes. Learn from them. Grow. Just don't do anything that would make you the same person that I am. While you're out, by the way, sweetie, I need you to stop by the store. I'm out of Pall Malls and whiskey.
You got it, Mom. And your favorite lighter. I know the regular list. All right. Thanks. Red cabbage, Pall Malls, whiskey, and lighters. I'm on it.
Remember, if you do it enough, you won't be able to smell your own cabbage.
That's great advice, Mom. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it. I think I'm all set now.
All right. Thank God you take after your father.
Oh, man. Hey, guys.
Hey, dude. Welcome to the shop, man.
Thanks, Pete. I'm here on a quest. I won the bid to be the DJ at this year's VD Dance at Balderdash Academy. Obviously, I'm Coach Steve of the Balderdash Academy Dashers. And all I have in my collection right now is ABBA, of course, obviously.
Of course, yeah, dude, yeah.
So I feel like maybe the kids are going to want to hear some different stuff as well.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm just looking for a recommendation. You got anything that you think the kids are going to like?
Oh, yeah, man. Have you ever heard of Ginger Hairball?
No, I can't say I have, to be honest.
Oh, you need to listen to it. Their premier album, probably their penultimate album, is called Pizza Chafing.
Pizza Chafing.
Yeah. Yeah. From Ginger Hairball. It's an amalgamation of different styles and genres and random sound effects. It was created when Ginger Hairball's lead singer's cat sat on the soundboard. They recorded 45 minutes of just random crap. It's awesome.
And you think, I mean, that does sound amazing, obviously, but you think that the kids are going to like this? Is this something?
Yeah, kids are going to love it, right? Because it's like melodic in its dissonance. So you have different beats interwoven in different time scales. It's basically auditory drugs. And since the theme of the dance is venereal diseases, you kind of want to have something that really is evocative.
Pete, I can't help but notice you said venereal diseases. Where are you getting that from?
VD, man.
I never put that together.
Oh.
Now I'm starting to understand why there was some pushback on the posters. Yeah. No, that makes total sense. Yep. No.
Reminds me. Student I gotta go right. Take my penicillin.
Hey, is there, before you go, Pete, is there a number on this record that would be good for like a slow dance?
Yeah. Yeah. Track number 14. No, Peanut, put that down. It's not a toy. It's slow. It's one of those dances you just kind of hold on to each other and spin, which is how, you know, the kids do the slow dances now. It basically is kind of like a song that says, yeah, this might be the sound of a jackhammer playing in reverse overlaid with an elephant rutting, but it also kind of says, feel me up.
Right. And that's important at a VD dance.
Yeah. It's like, you know, with the theme.
Thanks, Pete. Don't let me stop you from getting that penicillin. Let me see if there's anyone else in the store that
remember,
can give me...
Remember, Coates, pizza chafing.
Pizza chafing, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Like eating a cold, frozen pizza. Just let it chafe you.
Oh, yeah. First, all right, that sounds great. Thank you for the rec. I really
appreciate
that.
Peace out, Coach.
Pizza chafing. Okay, let's see. Oh, it's a double LP. Hey, I love that tune, man. I feel like I've heard that before.
Oh, that's my favorite song.
I swear I've heard that before. It reminds me of something that I used to listen to when I was in high school.
It's Reciprocating Hot Air Balloon song.
Oh, off the album Reciprocating Hot Air Balloon?
That's the title track.
The titular track?
Oh, gross.
Hey, I don't... I didn't catch your name. I'm sorry. I'm Coach Steve of the Balderdash Academy Dashers.
My name's Steve also.
Oh, Steve. Great. Pleasure to meet you. Spelled with a V?
Nope. And it's a PH.
Oh, good. Yeah, Steve.
Yep.
Nice.
I say it with the V, though, because it's better.
Steve. Yeah. Okay. I got I got it. You know, I haven't thought about that album in years. Do you think kids would like that? Like, you know, teenagers, young adults. Do you think they'd enjoy Reciprocating Hot Air Balloon by Fluid Nozzle? Obviously,
the nozzles are the best.
Oh, I love the nozzles.
Fluid Nozzle. I didn't like them when they got all hard rocky and went to the hard nozzles.
No.
But the fluid nozzles was their better period.
Yeah, the hard nozzles, after Tony Funky left the group, it got a little weird.
It was sad.
Their early stuff, though, that's amazing. Yeah. Let me see if they got a copy of Reciprocating Hot Air Balloon in here.
They do.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song?
Right by it.
Do you have a favorite song on here? I'm trying to think of like what would be good to kind of like get them on the dance floor. You need that one kind of really up tempo track to kind of get everyone grooving.
They're all really good, but if you're looking for the song that's really gonna crank up the beat and get people out on the floor, I would go with the reversed waterfall sandwich, where there's waterfalls between two other waterfalls, but in the middle part it's going up and they have hardcore Enya playing in the back.
Hardcore.
Really gets the blood pumping.
It's waterfall sandwich? Reverse waterfall sandwich?
Yep.
That's like the 20-minute experimental instrumental hardcore Enya track, right? Am I thinking of the same one? It's like about 20 minutes long.
It's instrumental, But there is a word in it. It's just lengthened to the entire length of the 3-minute song. It's just one word, that they just stretch out for 3 minutes.
Oh, that's amazing. Did you ever hear that when Tony Funky went solo and he did that album where it was just the names of all the horses competing in the Kentucky Derby stretched out over the entire album? That was pretty good. I will give it to him. He's got a kind of a knack for that stuff. Man, it's so great to kind of be reminded of reciprocating hot air balloon. It's been so long. Thank you so much for singing that song.
Hot air balloons.
All right, this is great. I have 2 records. Man, that's between these 2 records, we're gonna fill a couple hours straight. This will be awesome.
Oh my god, you have such a good voice.
I found my hot pocket.
Aww. Oh, nice to meet you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. It was nice to meet you.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I heard him from across the floor, and I was just demagnetized, and I had to, like, come over and see who was singing that. Anyway, hi, I work here. My name is Brittany, C-B-R-Y-T-T-N, Xantigu-E. It's French. It means Brittany. And I heard your query, and I think I can help you because actually I am a student at the school right now, and I have my own recommendation for you. I think I can help you out. See, I'm wearing the t-shirt of my favorite band, and as you can tell, it's a Plymouth Reliant, and that is the logo of Cheap Lifecraft, and it is in...
And that's Cheap Life. Is that what the kids are listening to right now? I mean, I'm so out of touch, to be honest.
I wouldn't say that I am mainstream. I couldn't speak to what the kids are listening to, but I can tell you what I definitely think is really cool, because this is an ultimate collaboration of Depeche Mode, Flock of Seagulls, and Cameo. And their epic song, which I really like the best, is called Backhoe Regret. And I can't sing as well as the other guy, but it goes something like, backhoe regret.
Oh, I heard that one. I heard that on the radio recently. Backhoe.
Backhoe.
That was so good.
It's like some dubstep in there, because they actually brought in a backhoe, and it was originally called Backhoe, but then halfway through their tour, their ears started bleeding, and then they added the song posthumously as Regret. And so that's what makes it really cool and unusual. So I'm sure the kids like driving beat.
I heard about this band. They all died tragically while on tour, but the song was recorded after their death somehow. Do you mind explaining that process?
Yeah, well, what they were able to do was, it's kind of like Weekend at Bernie's, and they were able to kind of get them in an upright position and kind of get some for the video quality, and then they were able to get this guy named Bob, and he was really good with like editing, and he was able to edit like pieces of their songs while they were living, and they edited them together, and they kind of just moved them around so it looked like they were singing it. It was kind of grotesque, but it was really cool. And then this guy named Don McLean wrote American Pie 2 about how like they all kind of died tragically like that first. Anyway,
do you know the details of that tragic death? And I hate to get macabre, but if you know, I'd love to know.
Sure. Well, like this last album, they were like delving into the sounds of construction. You know, it was kind of like the antithesis of the sounds of silence.
Oh, Backhoe Regret. I get it now. They were sampling a backhoe.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They were like getting up close and personal, like jackhammers and backhoes and, you know, those big cranes.
those giant cranes.
Mm-hmm. Giant cranes, yeah.
Yeah. So it was a very terrible accident that involved every single one of those construction tools. And actually, sorry, it kind of makes me upset to think about it because I have all their t-shirts and I'm in their fan club on Facebook and I'm a super fan. So please excuse me.
Oh, I'm so, no, I'm it so kind of breaks that's, me up. That's to my talk fault. About I didn't mean to bring that up. But thank you so okay, much. Coach. Thank you so much for your recommendation. And
sure, coach.
I'm definitely going to pick up a copy of Backhoe Regret.
Yeah. By Chief you won't regret Blanca. It. Huh?
Yeah. You're good.
Backhoe Regret.
All right, Pete, I get three records here, and just throw it on my tab.
All right, got you back, coach.
All right, take care, guys.
Bye, coming in soon.
We All Have a Story is a podcast dedicated to learning more about the folks around us, one person at a time. We'll chat with accountants, bus drivers, entertainers, novelists, beekeepers, piano tuners, booksellers, artists, and more. Check out We All Have a Story using your favorite podcast app or service.
All right, that was Backhoe Regret from Cheap Lifecraft. This is House of Heavy Metal. I am Flick Axeman, catching you on the flip side. Coming up next on Mort and Mindy ASMR Corner, we have a very special guest. It is the interim lead singer to Cheap Lifecraft. That's right, Taffeta Sheath is on our very own Mort and Mindy. Catch you on the flip side.
Oh, hey, Mort, how are you doing today?
Oh, hey, Mindy, I'm doing great. It's good to see you again.
And good to see you, too. You know, just as an aside, that Flip, he puts me to sleep with his heavy metal show every single time.
He does. It's just, it. I don't know what it is. I think it's his voice. It's just so soothing.
It really is. It really is. Hey, speaking about soothing, we have one of our very favorite bands, interim lead singers here today. And I'm very excited. Are you excited, Mort?
I'm so excited that I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say.
Oh, Mort. Wow.
So, yeah, we have the interim lead singer here, and it's Taffeta Sheath.
Taffeta Sheath. My goodness.
Thank you so much for introducing me. I am the interim lead singer.
Wow.
And I am professionally trained in the art of growling.
Wow. Oh.
That is special.
I wasn't expecting that.
Definitely. Definitely.
Well, it is part of our bonus album.
Oh my.
Yes, yes. And only subscribers to our Patreon get the bonus album.
I know I'm shelling out a few bucks this week.
I'm just going to ask Tim in the sound booth. Tim, can you just turn Taffeta's mic down just a bit? Can we do that? No.
You can try.
Oh, it's already all the way down. Okay.
It's all the way down, guys. I've lowered it as much as I can. I don't think that I can do much more than that. Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you too.
Okay. And you know, I'm very sorry to try to turn your voice down. We just don't want to lose any of your voice to you know, the mic has started to smoke. So unfortunately,
I'm just a little worried. That has happened to me before. It is no problem. I always bring an extra microphone.
That's wonderful.
You're prepared.
Mm-hmm. Always, yes.
Now, Taffeta, you mentioned that you are a professional growler. Do you have any special growling that you could perform for our listeners today?
Well, of course I do. Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Would you be willing to perform?
I would be honored to.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. This is the chorus from the third track on our album. And I do want to say that sometimes it should be censored. So as this is appropriate for all listening materials, listening capacities of the listening ears to your radio show.
It's okay. Tim's got a quick finger on the mute button.
Great.
The censor button. Yeah.
Thank you, Tim. Yes, this is the second album. Second song from our album as the interim singer. This is just the chorus. This is just the chorus.
Excellent.
Tractor trash. Tractor trash. Trash in the tractor. Trash in the tractor. I put the trash in the tractor.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. I got to fix my hair, huh? Oh, my gosh.
Your hair is smoking just like that microphone.
Wow. And so is my soul, honestly. Mort.
I generally do have that effect on people. You're welcome.
Wow. I'm going to be throwing a few bucks at your Patreon, let me tell you.
Thank you.
You're going to serenade me to sleep.
Yes, I've been told that I do have a lulling sound. It's beautiful. Sound. Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful.
Taffeta, I'm not sure if you've listened to our show before, but one of the things that we like to do is talk about our favorite sounds that are calming and soothing to us.
Like, yes, of course.
And because your voice is so... Oh, Mindy, are you ripping paper?
I'm sorry. I can't help myself. I just love the sound of ripping paper. It's so relaxing.
I lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry. Have you derailed again, Mort?
I have.
Let's get you back on track. Choo-choo. Choo-choo-choo-choo.
So Taffeta, we like to talk about our favorite sounds that soothe and calm us and center our chakras. Mm-hmm. So maybe you can tell us one of your favorite sounds.
Wow. Put you to shame, Mort. Really does.
I can't. Mm-hmm. Nobody. I can't burp like that at all.
Those are the most relaxing sounds ever.
They really, really are. Makes me want to sit outside, stare at the ocean, and self-reflect to an endless chorus of your exclamations on a loop. I really haven't heard such wonderful sounds since the baboons, Mort?
Yes, there were silverback gorillas, actually.
Oh, the silverback, right. They were close, but really didn't hold a candle to these burps. They were wonderful.
Not at all.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you. As a subscriber to our Patreon, we do have a bonus episode there, which I'd be happy to play a sample for you here. I'm just going to go ahead and push play real quick.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. That is just a taste.
Oh,
wow.
That is just a taste of what you might see.
That blew your toupee straight off, Mort.
Yes. Just find us on Patreon, Cheap Life Craft.
Cheap Life Craft.
Excuse me, Mort and Mindy. Hey, it's Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
I'm gonna take this. It's my fault. It's totally my fault. But
No. We appreciate you.
Taffeta is supposed to be on House of Heavy Metal. I think
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
So Yeah.
Well, you know, oh. Bob Ross would say, no mistakes here, just happy accidents.
Okay. Happy accidents!
Mindy, I don't want to interrupt, but it looks like we have a call coming in on our phone line.
Oh, this is wonderful. That's never happened before.
Let's take it.
This is the day for it. Let's do it.
Yeah, all right. Hi, this is Morton Mindy.
Hi, welcome to our show. How can we help you?
Hi there. Long-time caller, first-time listener. This is a question for Taffeta. My name is Tony Funky, the artist currently known as Tony Funky, formerly of the band Fluid Nozzle, not of Hard Nozzle. Thank you for asking. I would like to hear... Here's an accusation that I'm going to pose real quick. I once wrote a track called Tractor Rash with a very similar chorus, and I just want to hear from Taffeta's own mouth that she did not steal this idea from Tony Funky. Thank you. I'll take the answer off the air.
Thank you, Mr. Funky.
Thank you, Tony Funky. I do appreciate that. Mm-hmm. If you listen to our entire album, you will hear that there are many nods to many other songs, but you will notice that every single note of the melody is different, and enough lyrics in each song have changed enough to be in public domain.
Thank you for answering my question. I'm still in the air because they forgot to cut my feet, but thank you so much.
I was wondering how we were hearing you.
Yes.
Tim. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, and I'll take a pastrami on rye. Thank you so much. I got to call my mom. Hey, Mom. I had a really rough
I'm just going to hang up on him now.
Yeah, we probably...
Do you mind if I talk to you?
His voice is so jarring and shrill.
I'm sorry, guys. That's my fault. That's my fault. I can't...
It's okay.
I can't... I'm really messing up today. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry.
Tom, we appreciate you, Tom.
Tim, it's Tim. It's Tim.
Oh, it's Tim. Tim, sorry. Sorry. We appreciate you.
Tom. Oh, Mindy.
Mort.
Well, it looks like we've run out of time again. We didn't get into very many sounds, but...
No, we didn't.
As per usual, Mindy, I think you should leave our audience with something extra special.
Well, I think what I'm going to end with is it's a hot, sweltery summer afternoon, something we can all wish for right now. And we are surrounded in a very small terrarium of very loud and angry cicadas. If we imagine ourselves shrunken down, and they're very loud, mate-hungry cicadas surrounding us and singing us their beautiful, beautiful strains.
That was your longest setup yet, but I
know
as well. It's right now.
That was Get Off the Damn Couch by Ginger Hairball off of Pizza Shaving. Welcome back to our special guest this evening, Sister Mary Joseph.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. May the Lord be with you.
Yeah, kick ass there, Sister Mary Joseph.
Oh.
Sister Mary, tell us how heavy metal influenced you in your life.
Well, metal bells have always been ringing in my vicinity. They help me tell the time. And sometimes when you have to carry the bell from the vestibule to the center of the church, they do become very heavy. And it is a very heavy metal to carry. So I'd say that heavy metal has had a huge impact on my life. Thank you. Peace be with you.
Me too, Sister Mary. I can tell you how many times I've been chasing vestibules, if you know what I'm talking about. So what I want to set up next is
There's a lot in heavy metal that makes you consider where you are in the world. And I want to know, tell me about the tours you've been on and the amount of people that you draw in a typical performance.
Well, I every summer in the second week of July, I visit Camp St. Charles Christian Academy Camp.
Badass.
Yes. And they have me back every summer. It is quite the tour away from the convent. I do enjoy my time out, and the children are always very, very receptive to the beautiful hymns that we sing. When you say tours, you mean my prayer givings, correct?
Hey, call it what you want. Prayer giving, spoken word, kick-ass rock. You know, I mean, it reminds me of this one time in Taiwan. There was a club. Club Dragon Teak Milk Honey Club. It started with a club, ended with a club. Much like your camp. Started with a camp, ended with a camp. And I think what I'm trying to get at is it doesn't matter the languages people speak. If you kick ass, you throw the horns and you just frickin' blow them out of the water. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and Jesus did help walk on water. That is something similar, I think.
I know. I had that roadie, Jesus, Jesus guy. He set up everything. This one time we were in Canada, in Montreal, like, Jesus, there's an inch of rain coming down. You can't set up the, you know, towers in the rain. You know what he says? Nothing. He just goes and frickin' does it. Can't get more heavy metal than Jesus, my favorite roadie.
He clearly had the will of God behind him to be able to defy even Mother Nature.
And that's a great segue. This is Defy Mother Nature by the Will of God. Only on House of Heavy Metal, Balder 97.5.
Sister, it's great having you. Wait, hold on. Yeah. Yeah, Tim, what is it?
I just wanted to let you know, man, that we don't have that album in here. We don't have the rights to that album. And I think this is my bad. I had a really late night last night. Sister Mary was supposed to be on the other show with Morton Mindy, and I'm really sorry, but it sounds like it's going really good.
Yeah, this is a kick-ass show. Out of curiosity, tell me who they got.
Taffeta Life. I don't
Taffeta Sheath?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Oh, Tim, remind me to buy you a beer. I'm 12 months back on alimony to her. Good call, man. Thanks.
Yeah, cool. All right. Cool. Good day, then. Cool.
Meanwhile, in the caverns beneath Balderdash Academy.
Oh my God, it just keeps going and going and going and going and going and going and going. I mean, I don't think I've drank water in days.
I don't want to talk about drinking. Those painkillers are beginning to wear off. Ugh.
That is the longest, like, inebriated hangover I have ever experienced anyone having. I wish you the best.
I gotta be honest with you, I didn't realize there was alcohol in Balderade. Figured you'd feed it to prep school kids.
There's alcohol in Balderade.
Well, why else would I have gotten tipsy after having a couple of pints of Balderade?
Right. Oh, I didn't put two and two together. Hold on, I gotta get my notebook. Okay.
It's not like I'm suffering from hypoxia or anything. There has to be alcohol in there.
Right, hypothesis is for alcohol. Got it. Okay, good. the color was
a deep reddish brown. It looked like the color of regret.
Reminds me of pickle juice for some reason.
Oh no, the pickle juice came in the aftertaste.
Ooh, heartburn. Heartburn city.
Oh yeah, I'm not sure if I have a heart left.
It
tasted
no.
like an ulcer fields.
Oh, that sounds unpleasant. Sounds like you should have picked up some Tums from that hunchback and lab-coated Navidad. What's his Philippe? That guy. God, Philippe. Creepy.
Yeah.
Creepy guy.
The giant hunchback pharmacist that apparently lives in the basement of a school.
Oh, not weird at all. Not weird at all. I gotta say, not the first time I've heard about it, though. Have heard about it before. Part of the reason why I'm here. What? Nothing. We got a problem. We have a problem.
Yes, we do.
The stick with the fire. This fire stick, it's running out. And
also known as an actual torch. Though I believe in England they call those flashlights.
Right. Let me just write that down in my notepad here.
Hello? Hello?
We can hear you.
Oh! hey! You guys want to buy some drugs?
Oh, Philippe, I feel really weird saying this, but I am so glad to see you. We have been going around in circles for what feels like days.
No, nobody's ever said they're happy to see me before.
Well, by happy, I mean like you're a somewhat of a human being, so it makes me feel safer.
Somewhat.
Well, hey, do you guys have a light?
Yeah, hold on.
Wait, you had that this whole time?
No. No, we don't have a light.
Oh, that's too bad. I have a fresh wound that I'm trying to seal.
Oh. You know what? If you just take these cobwebs, they taste like cotton candy. If you just take them, and I think if you roll them into, like, you know, a caterpillar form thing, and we just stick it on, it could work as a suture.
I'm willing to take a chance.
I am trained as a field medic.
Wait, could you help me with my several broken legs?
Several?
Because I put some running sleds on them last week, and my God, that did not help.
Yes, and...
That was a disaster.
And am I excited to, let me tell you. Hey, especially in the darkness.
Did you guys want to buy some drugs yet?
Yes.
Okay, thank God. Sorry, I thought I was being rude.
Yeah. No, that's very kind of you. Please tell us where we can find a light source.
Mm-hmm. There is a creature that lies deeper within the caverns. They call him Beelzor, obviously.
Excuse me, one second. I can't write in the dark. Okay, I'm just going to have to feel it out. Can you say that again? Beelzor.
Mm-hmm.
Zor. Okay, it sounds big.
And if you adequately entertain him, he will provide you with fire.
That mm-hmm. works. That's all
this
we need.
This is promising. This is promising.
So, Philippe, you stay exactly where you are.
Okay. Right here. Don't worry. I'm not moving anywhere.
We'll try to go get these torches lit.
I have a fresh wound and two broken legs.
And here's some cobwebs. You're going to be
fine. Thank you.
Okay, stay here.
Okay, good luck on your travels. Don't matter what you do, don't sniff Beelzor. Okay, bye.
Thanks for the tip.
All right. All right. Got it.
Balderdash Academy's Teacher's Lounge was produced and edited by Bob LeBlanc. Theme music by Think Fish Tank. Performed and written by Steve Corning, Carla Rose Dubois, Nate Green, Randy Hunt, Bob LeBlanc, Molly McGill, and Marie Stewart Harmon. Copyright 2021, Robert J. LeBlanc and Steve Corning, all rights reserved.